Let's go to the Hodges.
He didn't have to die. He didn't have to die. It was dirty fingers.
Let's go to the
Chester Arthur was his vice president and became the president.
The Hodges Glass.
It turned out to be very, very good.
Hotline. Weird. And visit with the mayor of MENA, Seth Smith. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Hey, Double S.
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great. We, you know, we almost came to your place today to go to Skyline Cafe, came to your city today. Luckily, Craig, I looked, and they were closed on Wednesday.
I heard that.
So, thankfully, Seth, we did not have a frustrating day today, but we're coming tomorrow. You've been the mayor for 8 years, correct?
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Still,
yes.
Still a young guy?
You sound 25.
Served in the military, if you don't mind me asking. How old are you, Seth?
I will be 42 next month.
Yeah, so you were obviously elected as a mayor in your 30s, and you grew up in the area, correct?
Yeah. Born and raised, graduated from MENA High School, done a stint in the military, a couple overseas tours to Iraq, a couple of stateside deployments, with the fire department here at MENA, still on the fire department, been here for in December I'll have 22 years with the fire department, worked at the sheriff's office here, so just public service. Yeah.
Give me a guy with service.
Yeah, let's say, can you're you know, great enough that you were military, you're a fireman, you're a sheriff.
Man,
One of the things that I didn't know,
your city,
Sean Mahalo,
his unemployment for his city is very high because he has all the jobs.
So we're gonna go to Skyline Cafe tomorrow, which has been around. Craig, I think I told you we're going to all these restaurants.
100 years.
They've been open 104 years. Opened in 1922. And still have a reputation of really great food, right, Mayor? It's still outstanding after all these years.
Yeah, make your taste buds do a happy dance.
Now look at that. Now, one of the things that they do, a tradition, you sent me the clip of they put a flag out front. Do they do that every day, or is it particular? Is it, how many times does a flag go out in front of a Skyline Cafe?
Every day that they're open, it goes out. As soon as you walk in the door, it's right there. So it was funny, you know, that story that I sent you. I've been going for a long time with a group of guys, and then my son started going. He's 9. His detail is flag detail. He's got to be the first one in, get the flag out.
So the first these group of guys, Roger and Craig, they go in Skyline every day to eat breakfast. The first one that's there
on the week, on my group, it's the weekend.
It's the weekends. Yeah,
it's so on Saturday and Sunday.
So the first one that goes into the restaurant gets the flag, whoever it is that day.
Capture the flag.
It's a 6-foot flag. And it's planted in the ground, right? It's got a 6-foot pole, and you just plant it right out in front of the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And so, how cool is that? So, that's a tradition they do. That restaurant. I don't know how old it is, but it's a cool deal. Also, too, we were talking last week, Roger, Craig. I don't know if you know about this. They are building one of those what looks like a ski lift for bicycles.
And
you guys just started construction on that, right? That's a combination between city, feds, state, and all that, right?
Yeah, it's a group of partnership with four entities, the U.S. Forest Service, the Arkansas State Parks, who's really taking the charge and taking the lead on it, Arkansas Parks and Rec Foundation, of course, the city of MENA. So,
yeah, when will that be ready?
Spring of 2028.
So, Craig, how about that? So you bike up. You know, you bike up the top and then ride down the bike, just like skiing, man. How about that? Isn't that crazy?
Oh no, you don't bike up to the top. You get on the lift and you ride down.
That's what I meant.
You have a lift, you gotta use it.
That's all we ask for.
It's like skiing. You just go up to the top on the lift and turn around, because that would be a load to do every time. Now, Queen Wilhelmina, we've all been to that. We did a show there, Roger, a few years, but beautiful, second highest point in Arkansas, and that place is still booming, right?
Oh yeah, it's wonderful up there. It's beautiful. There's always a breeze blowing, and it's usually about I'd say 5 to 10 degrees cooler up there than it is in town. And the views are just they're incomparable. It's beautiful up there.
And
the
let
state
me give
parks
my
do a wonderful
let
job.
Let me give my testimony
oh,
about you
Craig
all, Mayor.
Giving a testimony, Seth.
Let me give you my testimony.
I was
there the day after the tornado, and to see the people walking, volunteering, bringing water, bringing aid in whatever form they needed to bring, walking the neighborhoods, because, man, that tornado obliterated several neighborhoods and parts of downtown. Where were you during that?
So I was actually in college in Fort Smith at the time, and I was kind of watching the radar because they said it was going to be bad, and I was sitting in a computer class, which is ironic because I am very technology challenged. Anyway, I was a reserve deputy at the time and also on the fire department. And I got out and I made a few phone calls and they said, get down here. We need help. So I made a flying trip from Fort Smith. I hung out here for several days. I don't even, it may have been a couple of weeks. I can't remember. It's been that long ago, but just go and you just cut tree after tree after tree and look at houses, clear houses. And yeah, like what you said, it's incredible.
It was.
To see people come together and unite, you know, and it's just terrible that it takes something like that for that to happen. But, you know, you want to see some resiliency. You just take a look at that. You know, exactly like you said, the way the community came together, it was just absolutely incredible.
I saw a network reporter come into our live truck, and she leaned up against the wall and wiped away tears over what she was seeing. And that's Mina. That's Mina right there.
Well,
yeah.
That's
how we roll.
The other thing, obviously, you're a young man, but for many years there had been the rumors about the things that were going on behind the scenes there in Mina that involve state, federal, you know, arms shipments. And American Made came out. Tom Cruise. I don't know did they shoot any of that there in actual Mina? Did any of American Made, was it shot there at all, Mayor?
No. Nothing was ever shot here. I believe it was somewhere in Georgia where it was made, but it wasn't here, unfortunately. But you know, it'd have been a nice little boost to the economy.
Yeah. Do you guys get people to come into town having seen that movie and heard about the story that want to go look around for that kind of stuff, or have y'all taken advantage of that notoriety at all?
No, not really. You know, of course, the city's in charge of the airport. And I got an airport manager out there, and he says every now and then he'll have people come out there that are just looking for a story. So he may or may not embellish.
Good for him. He needs to take those carpetbaggers around and show them some of the sights,
Roger,
from actually and make a couple of bucks.
As Christian, I think it's a worthwhile movie. I think it's really a good Tom
it's
Cruise
movie. It's a fun
movie.
Yeah.
And then it involves the Arkansas governor, who at the time
was
Bill Clinton, pretty sure.
Tom Cruise does a fantastic job.
Yeah, he really does. Based on a true story, all that.
Asa had a role in that, too.
Yeah, I don't doubt. Listen, they were
that's
they were,
right.
You had,
sure.
You had the FBI, the DEA. It was just, yeah, I mean, he had all. And that was when, of course, you know, we see Colonel Oliver North. It was this day in history, the last couple of days, that he was testifying back in the, I guess it was the 80s when all that was happening.
Because of Eugene Hassenfuss. And
anyway, well, Mayor, listen, we hope to get to see you tomorrow at the Skyline Cafe. We'd love to meet you in person. We talked to the executive.
We'll try to get the flag. What time? We won't make it.
Well, yeah, we make it till 12:30. What time does it open up? 6 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Okay. I talked to Sarah Dye. Yep. She's the head of the chamber there, and Mina, head of Chamber of Commerce, and Shannon Fout.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, and Shannon Fout is the owner.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, you want to give us the key to the city? Anything like that? That's fine, too. That's fine.
If you tease me with a good time, let's do it.
All right.
Well, atta boy.
Well, Mayor, we look forward to see you at 12:30 tomorrow sometime. Love to see if you have time.
Hey, that sounds great. I appreciate y'all having me on the show, and safe travels, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Love the fact.